Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy by John J. Mearsheimer, co-authored with Stephen M. Walt, is a controversial work of political analysis that examines how organized pro-Israel advocacy in the United States intersects with the making of American foreign policy. Written by prominent scholars of international relations, the book situates the topic within a broader debate about national interest, alliance politics, and democratic accountability. It argues that U.S. policy in the Middle East has often been shaped not only by strategic calculations and shared values, but also by domestic political dynamics involving lobbying, campaign incentives, and elite opinion formation. The authors aim to distinguish the State of Israel from the Israel Lobby, defining the lobby as a loose coalition of groups and individuals who work to keep U.S. policy aligned with Israeli preferences. The book is also a critique of how public debate can narrow when sensitive subjects become politically costly to discuss. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining the Israel lobby and mapping its reach. A central task of the book is conceptual clarifying what is meant by the Israel lobby and how it differs from Israel itself, from American Jews as a whole, and from ordinary pro-Israel sentiment. The authors describe the lobby as a broad network rather than a single organization, encompassing advocacy groups, think tanks, sympathetic donors, certain media voices, and policy professionals who prioritize a close U.S.-Israel relationship. They emphasize that the lobby includes both Jewish and non-Jewish actors, including Christian Zionists and others whose motivations can be ideological, religious, strategic, or political. This framing is meant to move the discussion away from ethnic generalizations and toward observable political behavior. The book then sketches how influence can operate across institutions, Congress, the executive branch, public discourse, and the foreign policy establishment. Instead of claiming a secretive mechanism, it focuses on familiar democratic tools such as lobbying, coalition building, access to decision makers, and shaping the boundaries of acceptable debate. The authors argue that understanding these channels is necessary to evaluate how foreign policy priorities are set, why certain policy options receive sustained support, and why other options can be treated as politically non-viable even when they are discussed by diplomats, military analysts, or international partners. Secondly, the national interest debate and the logic of alliance politics, Mearsheimer and Walt place their argument inside a wider question: what counts as the U.S. national interest in the Middle East, and how should alliances be justified? They contend that alliances typically persist when they serve clear strategic functions, yet they argue that U.S.-wide support for Israel has at times exceeded what standard realist calculations would predict. The book examines common rationales for the relationship, including shared democratic values, strategic utility during the Cold War, intelligence and military cooperation, and moral responsibility after historical tragedies. The authors do not deny that these factors exist, but they evaluate whether they consistently explain the scale and rigidity of U.S. backing across changing regional conditions. They argue that the costs of the relationship can include diplomatic friction with Arab and Muslim publics, constraints on U.S. mediation credibility, and blowback risks that complicate counterterrorism and regional stabilization. Their purpose is not to argue against Israel as an ally in principle, but to question whether U.S. policy has been sufficiently flexible and interest-driven. By framing the issue as a contest of interpretations rather than a moral referendum, the book invites readers to compare alliance commitments against alternative approaches, such as more conditional aid, greater distance in regional conflicts, or a posture aimed at balancing multiple relationships rather than privileging one. Thirdly, how U.S. politics shapes policy, Congress, campaigns, and elite consensus. The book highlights domestic political mechanisms that can sustain particular foreign policy lines even when international conditions change. A major theme is Congress, where pro-Israel positions often enjoy overwhelming bipartisan support. The authors argue that lobbying, constituent mobilization, and the political salience of campaign funding can contribute to strong legislative alignment with Israeli preferences. They also discuss how resolutions, letters, and hearings can signal to the executive branch that deviation may trigger political costs. Beyond elections, the authors focus on elite networks, think tanks, policy journals, and professional communities where certain assumptions can become conventional wisdom. They suggest that repeated messaging, expert access, and the reputational risks of dissent can narrow the range of ideas considered mainstream. This does not require censorship. It can occur through incentives, gatekeeping, and informal penalties such as lost opportunities or accusations of bad faith. The authors also address how media framing and public relations strategies can influence what stories receive emphasis and how conflicts are interpreted. Their broader point is that foreign policy is not made solely by geopolitical imperatives, but by domestic competition among organized interests, institutions, and narratives. Readers are encouraged to treat this as a case study in democratic policymaking, where influence can be both legal and powerful, and where transparency and open debate are essential for aligning policy with broad public interests. Fourthly, the peace process, Israel-Palestine and the limits of US MIME. Mediation. A substantial portion of the analysis focuses on the Arab-Israeli conflict and the claim that US mediation has frequently been constrained by domestic politics. The authors argue that when Washington is perceived as consistently favoring one side, its ability to act as a credible broker diminishes. They discuss how US administrations have tried to balance support for Israel with efforts to advance negotiations, and they argue that the lobby can push policy toward more unconditional backing, making it harder for US leaders to apply pressure when settlement expansion, territorial questions, or security policies complicate diplomacy. The book also explores how the conflict becomes a symbol in broader regional politics, influencing perceptions of US fairness and affecting relations with allied governments that must manage their own public opinion. Rather than offering a step-by-step peace plan, the authors concentrate on the political constraints that shape what US officials are willing to propose, demand, or enforce. The underlying claim is that even when policymakers privately recognize trade-offs, the domestic cost of visible pressure on Israel can be high. This dynamic, they argue, can prolong stalemates and reduce the likelihood that the United States will use its leverage to push both parties toward difficult compromises. The topic is presented as an example of how domestic advocacy can shape the boundaries of possible diplomacy. Lastly, post-9/11 policy, regional war, and arguments about unintended consequences, the book connects the US-Israel relationship to debates about American strategy after 9/11, especially regarding Middle East interventions and the politics of threat perception. The authors argue that certain influential voices aligned with a strongly pro-Israel outlook favored more assertive US policies against regional adversaries, and they scrutinize how these ideas interacted with broader US goals, such as counterterrorism, non-proliferation, and regime change. They emphasize that multiple factors drove US decisions, but they contend the lobby contributed to an environment where hardline approaches gained traction and where alternative strategies received less attention. Another threat is unintended consequences, how military action, public diplomacy failures, and perceived double standards can intensify anti-American sentiment and complicate cooperation with partners. The authors also discuss how policy debates can become moralized, with critics portrayed as hostile rather than as participants in normal strategic disagreement. This can lead to poorer decision-making by discouraging rigorous scrutiny of assumptions and costs. Whether or not readers accept every causal link the authors propose, the topic functions as an invitation to examine how coalitions of domestic actors shape threat narratives and strategic priorities. The book ultimately argues that open debate about interests, alliances, and consequences is not only compatible with supporting Israel, but necessary for making sound US policy in a volatile region. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how foreign policy is made at the intersection of strategy and domestic politics, students of international relations, journalists, policy professionals, and citizens who care about democratic accountability. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening critical thinking about lobbying, coalition building, and the ways public debate can be narrowed by incentives and reputational pressure. Even for readers who disagree with the authors, the book offers a structured set of claims to test against other scholarship, government documents, and historical outcomes, which is valuable practice for navigating polarized political topics. Compared with similar books that focus only on Middle East history or only on US time, domestic politics, this work tries to connect both arenas, treating the US-Israel relationship as an alliance shaped by institutions, narratives, and organized advocacy. Its value lies in the analytical framework and in the challenge it poses to conventional explanations, encouraging readers to separate sympathy, identity, and moral arguments from questions of policy effectiveness and national interest. If you want a provocative, thesis-driven account that can deepen your understanding of policy formation and controversy management, it is worth buying and engaging carefully alongside contrasting perspectives. If you would like to support John J. Mearsheimer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.